Okay, so this would basically be day two for us. You know, we had Wednesday, and guys had 4 days off, got them back in the building, and just wanted them to have a nice, clean, crisp practice where they got in, moved around again. Didn't want to push it too far with these guys, but just get their legs under them again, and I thought they did that. You know, the whole theme of coming out, competing, trying to get back to fun, I thought they responded well. And it was a good day.
And what was behind the move? The locker room got rearranged, just starting fresh?
Yeah, that's all that is. It's just a, you know, with change at the top, then you want to change things on the way down too. So that's what that was. It was a change up for those guys, something new, something fresh. And like the locker room, for example, that was actually Coach Rizzi's idea, which I thought was a great idea. And what we did, we had the players all integrated, right? It was offense, defense, offense, defense. And so we put them in their position groups, which is pretty logical because they're always with those guys. And what you realize is even in the locker room, they come in the morning, they sit down, they'll start talking football. And that, since they're at the same position, you know, you're able to sort things out X's and O's wise, which is good. It's almost like another meeting without a coach there at times. Well, what we did was, like, Wake and Sue, and Wake in particular, because he's a vet, that's where they were. The beauty of this is we were able to move people around without moving our vets around. So it was everybody else was moving. For those guys, it just stays the same, which is good. Cam's been there. He likes it. No worries.
Dan, what was your message to the players before practice?
It's what it's been. It's as far as, you know, what I told you guys day one. I told them it's about getting back to – when they were kids, you know, and you come out and there's a reason why you played the game, there's a reason why you love the game, and that was to compete and want to win and be the best that you can be. And that was the message, was to go out and cut it loose. I mean, that's really what it was. Let's go out and cut it loose and get back to the basics, the fundamentals, because the fundamentals are what win you the game. It's not everything else. I mean, those are just, you know, those are, you know, you got to have them, and we will, but that's really what it was about.
Last week you said it was too early.
Mm-hmm.
New defensive coordinator in place. I mean, do you expect to change up the schemes much? Is it going to be a lot of what you guys were doing? How different is it going to be?
Well, certainly it's going to be – it's what we are, okay? So as far as, like, offense, you know, Bill Lazor came in with that offense last year, and we had success with it. We're not going to run away from what we do and what we've – has that we know we've had success with. However, that being said, we will tweak some things. There'll be some things that could be in there that are designed to help our offensive line a little bit more as far as to get going a little bit early, which if they get going early, then you're only helping your quarterback out. You know, defensively, there's going to be a couple of tweaks that we're going to do, possibly, you know, mixed down type stuff, whether it's a technique or, you know, those things, what we're doing coverage-wise, you know, what it's going to look like. I mean, and then on top of that, I mean, what we do know is this, is we have not complimented each other well at all. I went back and looked at all four games that we had from a defensive perspective yesterday. That's what I spent most of my time doing, that in Tennessee. But, you know, and what you see is, like, our defense is playing pretty good football, and then all of a sudden – we can't get off the field. We get a penalty, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's just one little technique error that pops up. And then, you know, the ball bounces for 20 yards. It's, you know, it's maybe somebody's on the edge and they take a false step. Instead of getting a sack or knocking the ball out of the quarterback's hand, now all of a sudden it becomes a 20-yard completion for a first down. So it's little things like that. We're going to do what we do, but we'll have answers for that. And we've already begun to game plan for Tennessee. That's been in the works, and it's only going to grow. And we'll have a nice, solid game plan Wednesday when they walk in.
Can you see the full force of those tweaks and changes by next Sunday? Or is that
sure. Absolutely. With the guys we got, absolutely. You know, and I expect for those things to show up, and I expect for them to be seen. And, you know, when you go 37-3 after the first four games in the first quarter, end of the first quarter, I mean, we can say all whatever you want, but when those things happen defensively, what we're really good at is rushing the quarterback up front. We have not been able to do that because we're playing – those guys are playing from behind. And so you got teams that are just grinding it out against us. Offensively, we're not able to even run our normal offense. You know, we go a series and it's three and out. We go a series and it's three and out. Now your defense is on the field longer. You know, all those things. So basically we've been playing we haven't been able to play to our strength, which is to let our D-line cut it loose up front because they're having to play from behind. Offensively, we can't run our normal offense. We're in two-minute mode, which means Tannehill's back there having to hold on the ball, and it's all dropped back, and they know it. We know it. I mean, those are hard situations. We got to get out of those. We have to start faster.
Dan, along those lines, you guys, I think, are the pass-heaviest team in football through 4 weeks, maybe like 28-1. How do you get out of that?
Well, that's why. That's why, because we've been behind early, you know, and we haven't found a way to stop the bleeding. I mean, two things have to happen. Either you have to get off to a fast start early, or if you do end up a little bit behind, you got to stop the bleeding somewhere, whether it's on offense or defense. You got to score, or defense, you got to get off the field, give the ball back to us. And, I mean, that's what we can't continue to live in the world we've been living in. That's the bottom line. As of right now, I mean, there'll be a few tweaks. All right, we're still talking about that. As in, when Wednesday we come in, we've already had conversations, myself and the coordinators. I don't think they'll be significant, but there could be a few people that move here or there.
Al Saunders, where have you seen so far besides getting pretty tired?
I tell you what, I mean this with all respect. When I'm his age, if I'm even alive, I hope I have his energy. He's unbelievable. I mean, that man, and that's all you, anybody that knows Al or has heard anything about Al, that's what you know about the man, is he has passion for the game. He is extremely intelligent. He understands it. He's seen everything. And on top of that, I mean, he runs around like he's 20 years old. I mean, he's unbelievable. You should have seen him coaching those receivers. It was like nonstop. He was just going. He's pushing them, talking about blocking on the edge, on the perimeter, finish the route, come back to the quarterback, blah, 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 blah. He's just, tell you what, I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am to have him on this staff. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Dan, speaking of the staff, what went into the decision to promote Darren to assistant head coach?
Yeah, to me it was logical. I mean, the guy, he's done things around here for Coach Philbin that I'm not sure people have even really realized, from scheduling to, you know, who sits on the plane. This is all on top of special teams, by the way, which he's a damn good special teams coach. But I mean, scheduling to what time they're going to eat downstairs, to the practice script, what it should look like, or tweaks in it, to game time management. I mean, he has management meetings. He helps on game day. He's always helped in those regards. And so with that, especially with where I'm at, I'm trying to, I have a great support staff, and it's all been about, you know, whatever it takes for me to stay with these players and this staff. That's my realm. That's where I belong. And that's where I think I can serve this team best. I don't think, I know. So with that, I'm having to rely on other people to help me. And Rizzi's one of those guys. I mean, I can't tell you the last, whatever it's been, 5 days, how much this man has been able to help me. So it was logical, okay? He's done these things for a long time. He's a hell of a coach. The guys respect him. And he deserves it.
You expect Albert and Grimes to be able to play?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Seven yards a carry is pretty good.
I got you.
I was about to say, is it really seven? I don't think it's seven, but yeah, you know what? And there again, you guys are going to, you know, I got to be careful how I answer this because it's, well, that's not X's and O's. But I do believe when you're talking about the fronts, O-line and D-line, it starts with an attitude and a culture. It's always been that way. I've been a part of some offensive lines that – do not have the athletic ability anywhere near what we even have on this team. And you can argue, well, you know, you guys, whatever we are up front. But my point being is those guys had attitude, okay, and they were scrappy and they finished every play, and we had a better run game because of it. And not only that, okay, see, not everything is the offensive line. It's our running backs too, and they know that. Okay, they can be better too. It's collectively, and the tight ends, The tight ends have to be better. I don't know who coached those guys, but they have to be better on the perimeter. You know, receivers, we finally break out in the open. You know, those guys, that's where you get your long runs. I mean, everybody up front, their job is to get the ball to the safety. And the receivers have to do everything else. If you can get it to the safety up front and the receivers will take care of the perimeter, that's where you have those long runs. It's just like the one that Lamar had last year against the Jets, last game of the year. He broke out of there because we had receivers that were blocking downfield deep. So here's my point to you is this. We're going to do a couple of things schematically up front. First of all, we're trying to change the attitude. Are those guys up front? It's about finish. We need a little bit nastier attitude. We need a lot nastier attitude. That's one. Two is we'll do some things schematically. They're going to help those guys up front. And that's kind of what I alluded to earlier about letting them play a little bit more together or to be able to come off together and tee off and understand that, you know, they can work together a little bit better with not feeling like they're on an island, I guess you could say. And then three, our backs can help them too. You know, when you're up front and you're blocking for a running back, when you see a running back who sticks his foot in the ground and goes north and south and breaks some tackles and runs over people and gets up, I think of it like this. Like, you know, for me, I always think of like Knowshon Moreno last year. And when you saw Knowshon, the way that he ran, those guys fed off of it up front. They just do because they're like, oh, my God, this guy's running hard. I cannot let this guy keep taking hits. I will block for this guy till the end because he's just giving, he's pouring out his heart and soul for this run. To me, that's where it all changes.
You may have known the athleticism up front. Could we potentially see more pulling and things of that nature with the guys that are up front there?
Could be. We know we got some guys that are pretty good in space. We know that. And when we have the ability to do some of that, we will do it. Now, when you start pulling people, that means somebody's got a down block. So you better hope those guys can down block. I mean, that's where it kind of runs into. And then, like, if you could, you'd love to pull Pouncey every freaking play. But you can't do that either, depending on technique or what they're playing and all those things.
What are the changes that you made? You talk about tweaking the scheme. You see the locker room seating, meeting schedule or anything like that?
I would say I don't – the meeting schedule isn't, you know, it is for the most part the same as it's been, just when we're meeting, how long we're meeting, units to special teams. You know, we'll meet after practice. I do believe in what Coach Philbin did as far as you practice and then you watch it, you know. You clean it up. I'm a huge believer in that. And, you know, we want to be fast. We want to be efficient on the field and off the field. We want these guys in and out. And – really, at the end of the day, what you want is you want to build an environment around here. There I go, spread my legs again. You want to build an environment to where these guys want to be here. They want to be in the building. They want to work. You know, you don't tell them, hey, you guys, you need to stay here till whatever, 6 o'clock. They just do it on their own because they love the company. They love the fact they can get work done. We have a good cafeteria. They can eat. They can, I mean, and that's ultimately what you want. I couldn't tell you how many. I could not tell you how many. I've reached out to a lot of people. I've reached out to a lot of people throughout this whole process when it first began. I mean, I can't tell you the number of men that I have coached me or have had success in this league that have either called me or I have called them and had long conversations with all the way up until yesterday. And I'm sure when I go back in there, I'll have messages on my phone. And I can't tell you how much they've helped either. People that I believe in and I trust.
So one last question, is there advice that stands out among all you've gotten?
Yeah, there's two things. They all say it's the same thing. One, be yourself and change it up.
Coach, you've mentioned so much about the changing attitude. Did you see it today in practice and so forth?
Absolutely. Guys came out and competed. It's exactly what we wanted. That's what we were looking for. It didn't look like we were running plays. It looked like we were out there to win on both sides of the ball.
Last one for Armando. Dan, how much of the fast starts is playmakers winning individual battles and just maybe breaking a tackle on third down or something like that? And how much of it is coaching, schematics, that kind of stuff?
I would say it's a good question, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, those are the guys that are out on the field. And every coach wants to make the perfect call. They do. But the bottom line is this. If all 11 guys are on the same page and you have the wrong call, you can still succeed if you have the right animals, and we do.
Grimes and Albert, how do they look right now? Are you hopeful they can play?
Yeah, I thought they looked good today. I mean, Albert did a little bit of work today. You know, he's getting better every time he steps out there. And Grimes, you know, he's a vet. We're just see how he looks. I mean, he was out there, ran a little bit today. He looks good. You know, we'll see what happens, though. It's early.
Yeah.